everyone, and welcome to my podcast, Health Becomes Fitness. Our guest speaker today is Nicole Grant, the proud owner of Bar Fit Warriors and coach of the live stream and online demand classes. She believes that fitness should be inclusive and accessible to everyone, and that to be our best self and take care of others, we also must look after ourselves. She started her fitness career as a professional dancer and then moved on to get certified as a yoga instructor at Hatha Yin Restorative and Gravity Yoga. She believes that healthy is more than a workout and that it is a process and one she looks forward to guiding you through. You can read her full bio in the description area and click on her social and website links. Today in episode 11, Nicole will be talking about her passion in life, her approach with stress dealing with a business in its first year, and her approach to fitness. Also, why Bar Fit Warriors is different to other fitness businesses. Who are these classes for? Can anyone do bar? Why she went from dancing to coaching, and tells how she could change one thing in society and what it would be. Welcome, Nicole. First off, thank you for being our guest speaker today. And we can start off by asking you, what's your passion in life?
Well, thank you for having me, Denise. My passion definitely in life is fitness. It's the one thing that's always made me feel good about myself. Fitness has been the biggest part of my life. I was 2 years old when I actually first got into fitness. My mom put me in a ballet class, and I completely fell in love, and I made a whole career out of it.
Well, that's it. If you start young, a lot of times that's what you end up doing the rest of your life, because like you said, you fall in love with it.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's one of those things that just, it creates happiness in my life. So I'm now retired. I'm a retired dancer. I retired about 5 years ago, and then I changed my career and became a fitness instructor, a fitness coach. And so now I'm teaching Bar Fitness, which is my business. Mm-hmm. And it's been a wonderful ride. It's a really great thing to be able to share, and I've been able to continue my passion. So that's great.
Well, that's it. And to me, your goal is to find your passion in life.
Absolutely.
That's how I see it.
Mm-hmm. And it makes life easier, doesn't it?
Yes.
When you really love what you do.
Exactly.
It just makes life smoother.
Yes. Yeah. Forget the 9-to-5.
Oh my goodness. No, I couldn't do that.
No, I couldn't go back to that. I agree.
I'm not meant to sit at a desk and do that. A lot of people have passion for it, and whatever they're doing, that's really great. Mm-hmm. I commend those people. But for me, no, movement is definitely something that's a big passion of mine. So I'm happy to be able to share it now.
Oh, good. And we're happy to hear about it. It's just really interesting to hear what other people do. And then also, how do you approach dealing with stress, and especially dealing with a business in its first year?
Yeah, so it's my first year with Bar Fit Warriors, and it's been a ride. Obviously, fitness is a de-stressor for me, big time. And then I do a lot of breath work, and I have a lot of patience.
Well, and that helps. That helps in dealing with it.
Absolutely. And I have also implemented, I take 30 minutes out of my day on days that I feel super, super stressed out. I take 30 minutes of my day, and I actually devote that 30 minutes to stressing. Mm-hmm. So whatever my stresses are for that day or for that week, I try to take it all out in 30 minutes, whether it's writing it down or just sitting down and thinking about it, allowing myself to stress. And then once that 30 minutes is over, no more stress. I'm not allowed to deal with it anymore. Yeah, it's really good, actually. It's a great way to allow your body to really release everything out, right? Mm-hmm. 30 minutes, devote yourself to that stress, let it happen. And then once it's done, you get on with your day and you do your stuff.
Yes.
So yeah.
Yes. And what I do, I like the breathing exercises
me too.
And you can feel it all leaving your body when you do that. And I just,
absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, I said that's what I, and I even tell my husband, okay, do the breathing exercises, it works.
Yeah. And meditation is a great way to do that too. Just sitting in a quiet room, working on breath work, allowing your body to release, like you just said, it does work. It works wonders.
It does. It does. Yeah. And we all need to do more of it, because it's with the way it's been the last 3 years or so, it's just people are stressed out and there's mental health problems along with it.
Oh, there's so much of that. Yeah.
Yes.
We definitely need to devote more time to ourselves.
Yes,
for sure.
Yes.
I think we've learned that though, with everything happening over the last 3 years, with COVID and whatnot, I think we've realized how important our time is and how important our life really is, right? Like,
yes,
taking the time for you is so important. And I think as Americans, as Canadians, we don't do that. We really don't spend the time for ourselves. We have a tendency to just work 24/7.
Yes.
You know, gotta work, gotta make money, gotta work, gotta make money.
Yes.
And that's great and all. You know, of course, you have to have a sustainable life. You need money to have that sustainable life. But at the same time, creating the space for yourself is so important. It really, really is.
It is. And you also have to be healthy yourself in order to help your family, in your family, because they'll have their own problems. So then you have to deal with those too,
Yeah, that's right.
And yeah, so you you have to take care of yourself so you are able to deal with everything that happens in life.
Definitely. And our body is like literally the only thing that we have, right? Like, you've got it once. So you got to take good care of it. It's our
you
tool.
Do.
Mentally, physically, emotionally, all of that. It's just so very, very important.
It
but I
is.
Think we're starting to realize, I really do think people are starting to realize how important mental health is, right? And being kind to ourselves. So hopefully we're on the right track now.
Hopefully too. And like I said, and I think all the last 3 years has been a learning lesson, and we're all going to move in a different direction.
Yes, absolutely. Well, that's the hope, right?
That is the hope. That is the hope. And then also, what's your approach to fitness, and why is Bar Fit Warriors different to other businesses that are out there?
So my approach in general to fitness is you have to find what works for you. Not every fitness, not running, cycling, all of that stuff. There's so many different fitnesses out there that you can do. You've got to find the one that works for you, right? The one that you feel good in. That's the best approach for it. And so you might have to try CrossFit. You might have to try a bar class. You might have to buy a bike and try cycling and see if that works for you. If it works, stick with it, because that's the only way you're going to stick with it.
Yes.
If you love it and you really feel good in it, then that's what you need to stick with. I'm a big believer in that. There's a lot of people out there, they love running, they love cycling, they love bar. I love bar. It makes me feel good. It's low impact, great on the body, great for the joints, great for the ligaments, great for the muscles. It's an incredible fitness regime. And it only takes 45 minutes to an hour to do it out of your day. So it's short. You don't have to go to the gym for, hours on end lifting heavy weights. So for me, that's my approach to sticking with something. You got to love it. You got to really feel connected to it.
Right. Otherwise you quit and you don't want
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's never consistent, right?
You
find like you're up and down. Oh, well, I went to the gym, for 3 months and I haven't been for 6 months. Well, how come? Why haven't you? There's a reason behind it. You've got to really, really be connected to what you're doing.
Yes.
And know that it's good for you, right?
Yes. And once you get it, once it becomes a habit, and that's the hard thing people have tried to accomplish too, is you have to make it a habit. And once it becomes a habit, it's so much easier to be consistent.
Yeah, and a lot of people don't realize to make a habit, especially in fitness, it takes about 12 weeks, right?
Yes.
12 weeks to really get into the groove of things and be consistent with it. So it's important that you're connected to that. And if you've got a coach, like what I do, I coach my clients. I'm not just a group fitness instructor. I actually coach my clients. I give them corrections, live corrections.
Oh, that's
so
good. That's a
good
thing
it's really
to have.
Great.
Yes.
Great. Yeah. Bar Fit Warriors is very inclusive. That's the one thing accessible, and it's all about wellness.
That's I think that your clients, don't your clients feel better that you give them that extra?
Yeah, I mean, I think the thing is, right, is there's something, you go into a studio or you go into a gym and you work out and you leave. Okay, great. You mm-hmm. might have a coach. It's expensive to have a coach, right? Yes. That's expensive.
It is expensive.
For a personal trainer to go in and tell you what you need to do and to motivate you, mm-hmm. it's expensive. So for me, my approach to it is to make it accessible, right?
Right.
Even though I'm giving a live class and you might have 10 people or 20 people in the class, you're still going to get that personal touch. I'm going to tell you when your form is wrong or what you need to do in order to fix it, correct it. And mm-hmm. I'm also going to keep you motivated.
Exactly.
And that's so important.
It is very important. Yes.
So yeah.
Yes. Okay, and who are these classes for, and can anyone do bar?
Everyone can do bar. That's the one great thing that I love about bar, is that you can do it at any age. It is excellent for the body. It's for all types of bodies, doesn't matter, fit, not fit. For those people who are just starting to get active, maybe this is, you've never been active your entire life. Maybe the only thing that you've done is maybe you just walk and you want to get active. You've never done anything before. You start with bar. It's great for you. Anyone who has recovering from an injury or currently even has an injury, but is able to work out, it's also mm-hmm. great for them because it's low impact and it's kind on the joints. So it's for everyone. You're benefiting no matter what. Right, I actually got into bar personally. Mm-hmm. from an injury.
Oh, okay.
So when I was dancing professionally, I got injured. I tore my hamstring. Ooh. And yeah, it was not a very nice tear. It wasn't great. I had to stop for a little bit. And when I came home, I went to a bar fitness class and I could actually do it. And I was surprised that I could actually do it because I was so very injured, but I wanted to keep working out because I didn't mm-hmm. want to lose the momentum or lose my physique while I was off.
Right.
And I found that it actually helped me even with my therapy. I was seeing a physiotherapist at the time and it was great. I was strengthening my arms, my abs, my butt, my thighs, my calves, all of the above, hamstrings. You work your entire body head to toe.
Wow.
So it's great. Yeah, it's wonderful. If you've never tried it, Denise.
I haven't. I would love
to.
Oh,
Denise. Yeah. You gotta try
I used to take my class. I did jazzercise for years and I love that. And I mean, it goes way back, you know?
Yeah, that does go way back. But that's okay. That's great.
I know. I loved it. I almost became an instructor. But at that time, we just didn't have the finances for me to do that, to become the instructor. But I loved it. And I went almost every day of the week. And it was after I had my first son. You need to be, you know, everything. There's something for everybody, you know, but you just have to find it.
And you know, Denise, it's never too late. You could still do it.
No. Like I said, I would love to, seriously. And I've done yoga. Yoga, I love. I mean,
I teach yoga
relaxing.
As well.
Yes. And
At Barfit Warriors, actually, there's yoga. It's a bar studio, but I also teach yoga. I'm also going to be starting Mat Pilates classes very soon. I teach Piloxing as well, which is...
I find that interesting too.
Yeah, super fun.
Yes.
A little bit of cardio involved in Piloxing, but it's super fun. It's great. And then I also teach Piloxing bar. So you get elements of bar, but you also get elements of boxing. That's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Like I said, we'll have to try that. Now, one thing I wanted to ask you too is, do you have a lot of men in your classes? Or
I do. I get some men. I don't have a ton. I think because mostly the perception of bar is that it's for women. Mm-hmm. Right. Everyone thinks, oh, well, we don't use super heavy weights. Like the max that we use is 5 pounds weights, and you don't have to use weights. Equipment is always just additive. So it's not necessity. It's always additive. But when I do get men in my class, it's always interesting because they're like, oh my gosh, Nicole, that's so hard. You know, they don't think it's going to be hard. I've had guys who are weightlifters. That's what they do as a profession. And they come in and they say, why is it so hard?
Oh, that's funny.
It's so challenging. I'm like, yes, it is.
Well, that's what you want, though. You want it to be challenging.
And you don't want to ever hit a plateau. And that's something that I really love about bar, is that with bar, you never hit a plateau. It's always going to be hard. I shouldn't say hard, difficult, challenging. Right. Challenging is the word.
Yes. Yeah. And that's good. That's a good thing.
Yeah, we use isometric movement. So that's the reason why you feel that fatigue and that little shake. If you've heard anything about bar, you do when you work very small. So you work within 1-inch movements. You work also with larger movements, but the focus is on the isometric, which is the small, tiny 1-inch, 1/2 inch or less movements. And that's what helps to fatigue the muscle. So you're constantly working. It's great. It's really great.
Yeah. It does. It sounds wonderful. Then why did you go from dancing to coaching?
So for me, it was kind of a natural progression. I wanted to be consistent and love what I did. And when I retired from dancing, I started teaching bar right away at a studio, and I just loved it. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, I went a little bit further from instructing and started doing more coaching. I got more certifications so that I was more qualified and eventually became a coach. But for me, it's a no-brainer. I have to be passionate about what I'm doing. And so fitness is a passion for me. So it was just a no-brainer for me to transition from a professional dancer into becoming a fitness coach. Plus, I wanted to share it with other people. It's such a wonderful, wonderful program. Bar Fitness is so accessible to everyone. The fact that someone at 80 years old can do it is phenomenal, right? Continue to work out and feel good about themselves. That's what's key. So for me to be able to share that, that's what I wanted to do.
Now, say you have osteoporosis. Is this?
I have a client who has it.
Yeah. Well, I have it. I was going to say, is it good for osteoporosis then?
Absolutely. I have people who have bursitis, they have arthritis, osteoporosis, all of those things. It's not an issue. It's accessible to everyone. Like I said, people who have illnesses, people who have injuries, it's for everyone.
So then the next thing is, if you could change one thing in society, what would it be?
Oh, it would be the perception that people have of themselves, for sure. We are so hard on ourselves. Like, we just need to give ourselves a break.
That's the biggest thing.
We really do. We're so hard on ourselves. Society is just, you know, with social media and all these things, we're just so hard on our appearance, all of it. We need to give ourselves permission, you know, to try, fail, try again. And then I think when we're kinder to ourselves, we're also kinder to others.
Yes.
Don't you think?
I think so. Yes. Yeah. You know, kindness is something like you can sprinkle all around and it makes everybody happy, you know.
It does. So that's my big thing. There's a lot of things, sure, that we could do in society to change it. But I think the perception that we have in ourselves to be kinder to ourselves would be an excellent change.
Yes, that we need. I
we
agree.
Do need.
And because and there's so many homeless people out there now. Oh. I mean, we were driving. I live in California, and oh my gosh, it's sad. It's sad.
It's really
these
sad.
People are out there. So we need to help them. There's so many, you know, charities and there's so much we can do, you know.
There
animals.
Is so much we can do. I agree. Oh, animals. I have 3 dogs. So those are, they're my love. I don't have children. I have fur babies.
What breed are these?
I have 2 English bulldogs and 1 XL American bulldog. And they're my joy.
Oh, yes, I know. We have 1 and she's our little princess.
Oh, they're just the best.
The thing is when you're having a bad day, all you have to do is get around them and they make your day.
Yeah, I agree.
They really do. In fact, she's barking. Yeah. I mean, they just, it's like, and you can see, that's another thing. You can take animals into, say, elderly homes and it will help them live longer.
That's true.
to be around animals. So it's a good thing. I mean, you can, it's like I said, I love them too, you know?
Yeah, they're the best.
They are. They are just.
My guys are actually quite quiet. They're downstairs. They're very quiet today. Usually they're barking.
Yeah, so. We'll see. Yeah. And mine too. I'll be on the phone or something and then she'll start barking. And they go,
Mom, what are you doing?
Whoever's on the phone, they'll say, oh, we understand. We have animals too.
Yes. They want to be heard.
Yes, they do. They do. They want to be heard too, or they want attention or whatever, you know. So on that. So I would have a great
care.
Day. You too.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Nicole, for sharing what you do in your business and how you have grown over the years and found a passion in life that you love and are able to help people succeed at life. We look forward to meeting with you again in the near future. After listening to the podcast, and if you enjoyed this episode and found it interesting and helpful and useful in your life, please leave a message by clicking on the link at the top of the description section of episode 11. The dashboard will appear, so then click on the message button to leave a message or feedback. Thank you for listening, and be sure and join us at the next episode.